Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West, and day four of my wonderful Thanksgiving and one-hour recipes brings us to two recipes today, cranberry sauce and brown gravy. Let's get started. The very first thing we're going to need to do with our cranberry sauce is I need 1 pound of cranberries, 1 quart of orange juice, and we're going to put that in a nice medium sauce pot. I'm going to also add 1 cup of sugar to that when that comes to a boil. Now, if you like your cranberry sauce to be a little bit sweeter, I would recommend adding an extra 1/2 cup at a time till you get that desired sweetness of your cranberry sauce. Then what I'm going to do is taking an immersion blender, I'm going to put that right into my pot, and I'm going to go ahead and just very gently pulse my blender till I get the desired thickness that I'm looking for in my cranberry sauce. What I'll do next is I'll start with 1/2 cup of slurry, which is equal parts room temperature water, cornstarch mixed together. Once this hits a boiling liquid, like our cranberry sauce will be, it'll automatically start to thicken up. So put in a little bit at a time to your desired thickness and enjoy. For our brown gravy, what I'm going to do is take 1 whole Spanish or yellow onion, 2 celery stalks, 2 individual stalks off of the big stalk. So do not grab a big giant stalk of celery, just 2 of the big pieces off the celery stalk. And we're all going to cut those uniform as well as with some carrots. And when I mean cut them uniform, everything needs to be the same size so it cooks consistent and efficient with everything else. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to start cooking this together in a little bit of olive oil, and I like to use my Rosenthal Olive Ranch olive oil, the Arbasana olive oil, very, very pure olive, and has an amazing taste. Once we start cooking everything together, what I'm going to do is I'm going to slowly start to get this caramelized and then eventually start to get it really, really dark. I'm going to hit this with some beef stock. Now, you can either use real beef stock or you can use the beef base with water and make your own beef stock. Regardless of what you decide to do, though, you really want to make sure that the most important thing you're doing is, first and foremost, being safe. But secondly, we want to get a good color on this, because once we add the liquid to this, then what we're going to do is allow it to reduce down by 1/2. And then I'm going to blend all of this together with the vegetables and everything in there. I'm going to add some slurry to this, which is equal parts water and cornstarch, to my desired thickness. Once I get my desired thickness, I'm going to go ahead and add in a little bit of cream, always to taste, because everybody has a certain amount of cream they want in there, and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.